And listen, aren't you glad to be back to your favorite podcast ever? It's last Friday night, and it's back, and I'm not touching the screws on the mic. Yeah, and I've got my friend Rick who hosts it with me.
Yeah, we're back on the podcast. And also, we have a guest, a very special guest
with
us today.
There's no Edie tonight, but instead we have another native New Yorker and a woman. And? What
and
else is your deal?
That's all I did.
Okay. That's awesome. Sweet.
And it's Samantha Group?
Yeah.
You ever go by that? Let's get the interesting stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, what's your... Tell us your name.
And your journey
what do you
with
go
doing
by?
The Sam and the Sammy.
Well, Samantha's like if I'm in trouble. Like that's, or I guess in trouble with the government.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But truly, my initials are SAG.
Wow. And just like the SAG
Born
Awards.
To be a star, honey.
Thank you. I used to say it was like a joke about my breasts.
Sagging?
Yeah. I said that young, though, so it was inappropriate.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if I had saggy boobs when I grow up? That wouldn't be funny.
Anyway, this is my history project. but my group people are always like, "Oh, it's so weird."
It's so weird.
I couldn't make a Facebook though in high school.
Why?
I thought I was like a business.
Oh, because
Samantha Group.
It's supposed
Samantha
to be the group. Sam Group. Yeah.
Sam Group.
Sam Group. All of it. Zuckerberg never wrote me back.
Wow.
Fuck that guy.
So you just didn't have a Facebook.
I did not have a Facebook.
Wow, so you're kind of a big loser?
If you didn't have a Facebook in high school, you're a big, fat loser.
I'm so glad I came on this podcast.
Well, we get into that trauma, don't we, on this mental health podcast?
This is a mental health podcast. I don't know if we explained that to you.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
We're here, we're here to help people.
You make people better or worse.
We're here to make people... figure it out. And sometimes when you figure things out, sometimes that can make you worse. But only then can you become better.
Right. Right now, I think we're pushing through this dark darkness with all of our listeners.
We're still in the tunnel.
Yeah, my listeners write me every day and say...
Shitstorm Central died.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, honey. I know, but really.
Still not going well. I still don't feel fixed.
Since I started listening, a dark cloud has entered my life. Strange impulses and demonic thoughts, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm acting out at work, you know. Sticking my hands in the food.
What's that called? There's a word for that when it's like lack of impulse control, but like when you come up with like a... Like, you're like, what if I just threw my coffee in this stranger's face?
Oh, like a compulsive thought?
Intrusive
thought?
Intrusive thought.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
An intrusive thought.
Yes.
I have those all the time.
I never know that term.
Wow. Well, now you know.
I'm a mental health expert.
Do you ever have any intrusive thoughts?
Yeah, like. Crazy.
Like, what if I did something bad?
Like, what if I scratched? What if I maimed? Yeah. What if I hurt?
Yeah.
What if I...
Okay, Edward from Twilight. What if I hurt? Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. Do you guys really think I look like Edward from Twilight? I guess I do, kind of, huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Nico, right? Anyway, we're moving on.
You know, I don't know Nico that well, but there's an interesting look happening here.
Nico is Brian's roommate, famously.
Nico's my roommate, and we have a pretty good situation.
I think you're more of an Emmett.
More of an Emmett.
Who the hell is that?
Is that a diss? Pull up Emmett right now and let me know if that's a diss.
Who's Emmett?
Okay.
Is that a diss to me? I hate when I'm disrespected.
I know.
Does it suck?
Which one
is
he?
It's a vibe.
He's like the buff one.
Yeah, he's like.
Oh, he's kind of hot.
Yo,
yeah.
That's exactly how my body looks. I'm,
right?
Yes.
That's
he looks
his thick neck. He looks pretty dumb.
He looks stupid.
He has
a dumb face.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen Love is Blind this past season?
Yes.
That is like the Trevor of Twilight.
The devious Trevor, of course.
Yo, that was
the
crazy.
Devious, dubious Trevor, yeah.
He had a girlfriend?
I mean, come on.
That was shocking.
Sick. What I think is crazy is how they were talking to him when he was back on the reunion.
Yeah.
Nick did not like it one bit. They got in trouble for this where it's like, you're kind of being assholes. And they did it again, Nick and Vanessa. They're demented. I think they're like pure evil.
Well, they believe in the experiment.
I know, which is evil. It's an evil experiment. But then the way he was talking.
It's a blind love experiment.
He just, out of nowhere, he's just like, you should be ashamed of yourself. How can you even sit there? How could you sit? How do you live with yourself?
I was on his side.
He was going,
I was cheering.
For you were on Nick's side.
I was cheering in my home for Nick.
He was being way extra.
Basically, every time I see Nick, I start cheering.
I also, well, sure.
There's
yeah.
so
a beautiful
many
man with a beautiful voice. Yes.
I think listening is really hard for him. There's so many shots of him being like, it looks crazy.
He kind of has a dumb face, too.
He does look
you
dumb
can,
as fuck.
You can tell that Vanessa, you know, she really cracks the whip in that household.
For sure. They're doing
she
SAT
makes him,
prep.
Yeah. She makes him feel very small while he's doing his SAT prep.
Do you think,
yeah.
I think she's pretty, though. Like, she seems chill. I don't know what her vibe
she
is,
not
though.
She
chill.
Does not seem chill.
She seems so nuts. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
I think maybe I mean it in, like, a Martha Stewart chill. Like, crazy chill?
No, I think Martha Stewart
that's my
kind of
girl.
Seems chill. I just disagree, and that's okay. It's okay to disagree.
No, we love to disagree. No, we love to have spirited debates on this podcast.
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
That's what an interesting conversation is
that's
all about.
Right. So,
you talk like a little bit more facing the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to note that Rick and Brian both keep trying to silence me. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
Damn.
I'll get used to it.
I think
no,
it's
Sam is 2 years old. Anyway.
Sometimes our male traits can't help but rear their ugly heads.
We are constantly trying to check ourselves here on this podcast. And
but I feel like you have good projection.
Yeah. Our voices.
We are two of the loudest
like,
men on Earth.
Our voices carry. Yeah, that's good.
I feel like we're both. Like, I can always hear Rick at a part. Now I'm trying to be quiet. Now I'm all self-conscious about it.
And I would say the same for you. I can hear
you.
Yeah.
If I'm ever entering a party, I can always hear Rick talking. And that's what people can always hear me going. Like, stupid laugh. Oh,
what
we got
in the hell is that?
Some construction next door. No, you sons of a fucking bitch. I'm about to go out there and bust their ass.
Do you know what the hell we're doing in here?
This
we're
is
recording
my...
a podcast right now.
Do you know August will be in tears if this episode does not come out on time? August, what is
August,
literally...
June, July.
August, June, July. August is our number one listener.
August is our number one. Nicholas, sorry, you're still number two. You got some work to do. More sounds coming from over there.
The
we got some construction going on the door
crazy.
Next to us. Producer Nico's getting eyes on the situation
on
as we speak. Perhaps the last Friday night cam can follow. Well, I don't want you to
this
see too much.
This is really
of
exciting. This is the most exciting thing that's happened on this podcast
keep
in a long
in mind,
time.
I'm...
My heart is racing.
Me too. I'm kind of scared.
Oh my god. I feel like I didn't. This is like when I didn't know if my parents were going to get divorced.
This is
hey,
just
what
like
was
that
the verdict?
Feeling.
Yeah.
What was the verdict?
Yeah, what happened?
They're still together.
Hey, let's go.
Is that good or bad?
Producer Nico's
Honey,
coming back.
I don't know.
Mama. I don't know.
Producer Nico back with their report live.
So what's their vibe?
Lines.
When they're together, do you think like you guys should be together? Do you think like you should probably get divorced?
I think some people might be so opposite that I think it might be better to...
Sometimes
it.
Opposites Snip attract. It. They say that sometimes.
So I don't know if you're playing devil's advocate today.
Well, I don't know. Just
I think that's
attract.
True. Sometimes it can like bring out people in a good way.
Yes.
You know? But sometimes I think it's like, you know, people fight over like the temperature or like the thermometer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
People go crazy over dumb shit like that. I don't know.
Your
that seems horrible.
Never got divorced, right?
My parents? No. They never got divorced.
Your dad kicked the bucket.
Yeah, my dad kicked the bucket. But they were married up until the end.
Yeah.
And there were times when I'm like, y'all like seem like you don't like each other. Right?
I feel that way about my parents sometimes. Yeah. I wonder if that's just how it goes.
But in a way, I'm like, it's impressive that you're, you know, working through it.
Right.
Because these days, you know, first sign of oh, that kind of annoyed me. You know, everybody's so fickle these
days.
Everybody's just...
But wait, do your parents, like, kiss in front of you?
They would, and I was always like, ugh! It was disgusting. No.
I wish my parents would touch each other in front of me.
You want
they
more touching.
They don't touch each other. Like, I don't know, it's very, like...
Not even a pat on the back.
Yes. That'd be a miracle. No, I'm kidding.
You should.
It is really like separate.
Well, my parents,
I don't know. It's a vibe.
Are kind of the same way where maybe you've seen them like smooch or something like goodbye or something, but like
they don't make out.
I would just like don't to see them kind of raw. I would like to see my dad bend my mom over and just pound the fuck out of her.
Make all that shit shake. You know?
Well, you want to see that love. You want to see that love between your parents.
So I grew up traumatized, you know, for
because you never saw your
I never got to see
fuck.
It. I only had to imagine it every night. Yeah.
And that's why you did so well in English.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever seen your parents fuck?
Heard it
before?
Never. And I don't.
They probably don't.
No, I think it was the one time for me. No, I mean,
I don't think
the one time, but never again.
I don't think I've ever heard my parents have sex. Which I was always growing up, I did think that was a little weird. I was like, "Are you
I should
guys
be hearing more
having
fucking
sex?" Yeah.
I was on TikTok and I was watching clips of Euphoria, and I was like, "I want to see this, but my like, I want to see parents Euphoria.
I want to see my parents do this kind of
thing.
Yeah,
you
want
see them,
yeah.
Euphoria
your dad
inspired
to be,
like a rampage.
Yeah,
you want your dad to kind of go on a similar thing."
He
know,
actually did.
Molesting
he has a lot
about
of,
town.
He does not remember his 20s.
He wow. doesn't remember his 20s?
Because of alcohol?
No, because of drugs. More.
Wow. More cool.
Nice. Yeah, my dad's not a loser. No, cool. No, he also struggled with alcohol.
but
that happens.
That happens.
So, hey, sometimes I struggle with alcohol. It's Sunday and the liquor store closes early, okay? That's when I struggle.
Yeah.
Getting more of it, getting enough of it to go to sleep.
That's night. Pretty good. That's not true in New York, though, is it?
No, I know. I was trying to think of...
that's true in Massachusetts.
That's true in a lot of towns.
Like earlier here. Have you noticed that?
Or liquor stores have been closing early?
Or just like things close earlier here, I feel like.
In New York City?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Maybe that's not true at all.
That's not true at all.
I went to the store the other day, it was closed. And I thought, what the hell? Everything is closing early.
I will say, there's no... For the listeners at home, Sam is a native New Yorker, so that's that. But you lived in Chicago for a little while, you said, famously.
What was growing up in New York like?
How was that?
Yeah.
Huh?
It was really...
Was it just like kids?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like Euphoria.
Yeah.
You grow up fast, right? You're all doing drugs and driving fast and...
Pretty much.
Partying.
Roll a J by 10.
No. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is tight.
But no, there was like... I grew up in, my parents are just like Jewish, my dad's from the Bronx, and my mom's from Brooklyn, but it was just like sick, just like Halloween stuff was like fire, like there used to be so many, like we used to get like free like fried chicken with stores, and like,
wow,
it was just like
that's
stores
cool.
would put like an orange sign of a pumpkin, and that would be like, you can come in for candy, and like, you used to make a killing, and we would just like dump it out on the kitchen floor. That was fire.
That sounds cool.
It was the best. Halloween is underrated.
Okay, I actually love Halloween.
And I was talking about this
Dice
with my
is
mom
messing with
the
cords. The
other day. Do you know Jerry Seinfeld wrote a book?
No.
About
no. Of what?
It's called Halloween.
It's about Halloween. It's kind of
really?
Like, fucked
like a
up.
Novel.
If Nico, there's like a crazy illustration of like him is like it's like. Kid but adult Jerry. The illustrations are fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a kid's book?
Yeah, it's a kid's book. It came out so long ago.
Okay.
And it's fucked up? Like, there's, like, murder and stuff?
Yeah, it's crazy. They talk about, like, Armie Hammer. And
what? Armie Hammer's there?
Yeah.
What a dumb idiot.
Armie Hammer?
Yeah. I remember this. This Jerry Seinfeld book where he's like illustrated.
Wow, Jerry. He looks insane. He
that's
has like a
those...
little boy's cut. I guess we can get that.
And that
out
looks
of
like one of those cartoonists that like make it look ugly.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
exactly.
Caricature.
Where you're like, oh, this will be a good idea, and then you're like,
and then you look ugly.
Yeah,
wait,
like,
speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, I got a burning Jerry Seinfeld problem.
Got a bone to pick.
I got a bone. Have you guys seen the trailer for his new movie?
Is this about Pop-Tarts?
The Pop-Tart movie.
It's about the Pop-Tart movie.
I haven't. My mother told me about this.
Yeah.
And she said,
she's excited
you need
for
to
it.
Do something like
this. Sam, what if you made a Pop-Tart movie?
Yeah,
she
was
like, he chose something so innocuous and then did something. So, Sam.
This is, not to cut you off, but this genre, this is turning into like one of the only adult drama movies that get made are like the invention of Pop-Tarts, the invention of sneakers.
I do have to say, it's so I watched the trailer and it
I
is
haven't seen it. Okay.
It's kind of that I thought it was gonna be like Air about Pop-Tarts, but
right.
It's kind of goofy. Like,
oh, it's goofy.
Like, the Quaker Oats guy is, like, a real guy. Like, and the Keebler Elves are, like, real people.
So Jerry was smoking a little weed.
So I think he was smoking weed. Yeah, which is, well, first of all, hats off.
For the first time in his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop-Tart movie, and then Quaker Man came to life.
I had a few gummies. I'm Seinfeld.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah! You know, Jerry.
What's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
Right, yeah. That high ass.
Where's my toaster?
Yeah. My fucking high ass. I can't even remember.
Have you guys seen B-Movie?
B-Movie is
fucked up because the concept is that a woman falls in love with a bee.
Right.
Who's voiced by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have seen this.
And they fuck.
Do they fuck?
They fuck in the movie.
When is a bee?
You see it.
Yeah.
Does he make all that shit shake?
Get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. They fuck.
No, they don't.
They fuck.
Rick.
They fuck in the movie. That's
I never saw the movie, but they have a romantic relationship with each other.
Yeah. I absolutely believe you.
I think it's implied.
I don't remember this, but I absolutely believe you.
We should watch B-Movie.
But guys.
Oh my God.
What?
Jerry, do you guys remember that Jerry Seinfeld was bald at one point in time?
Oh, he got hair plugs.
He was bald again. He was bald.
Not fully bald.
Wait, are there pictures?
He was bald. We got to see the pit. We got to see a side by side of him as a bald man, and then recently,
oh my God.
This sort of thing is I've never seen it in my life like this. In the public eye, you just are bald, and then you just have your old Seinfeld hair again.
I mean, hey. If you got the money to do it, yes. Get the nice hair plugs.
I was about to be like, if it ain't broke,
put
the hair back.
Yeah, put the hair plugs.
That's famous saying.
It's a little nicer with the hair, I'll say. I mean, obviously, but I thought he was wearing a wig for his big movie. But it's okay. There's bald sign.
There's still a little hair on top.
There's a better picture of him. Like there.
He looks like a cult leader.
You can see the top.
A
little bit. That one.
That one, because you can see the
loss, right? You can see the thinning up at the top there, right? That's a bald man.
He's balding.
He's balding.
That's a balding.
He's balding.
Man.
Okay, and then I'll show you a
now. But then
now,
this guy, I've never seen anything like it. This guy,
oops.
It would be like if Bruce Willis came out one day with a beautiful
head. Well, he has his signature. Oh, look at that sexy full head of hair. Luscious.
Yeah. He looks like a fuckboy granddad.
Yeah, yeah. That was like his Supreme shoot or something. What was that?
Would you guys have sex with him?
Back in the day, I might honk him.
Right now.
Right now, today. I would honk him for the opportunity and just to thank him for all the years left.
Yeah. Are we getting anything from this? Do you get anything?
Yeah.
You get to have sex with Jerry Seinfeld.
It's just the idea of cooming and no other pleasures, no other benefits.
Pleasures that there
is a fine.
I would fuck pleasure. Him, but I'd request to like play some song when he comes.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Like what? What song?
Romantic.
No, I was gonna say.
Which one? Oh, the Seinfeld riff.
I was thinking either like the Seinfeld.
It's a bass, but you were doing. Boom. That's kind of more.
I hate to criticize your impression.
And you're a great roommate.
Shut up, bitch.
Come on.
I thought it was good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did too.
By the way, and thank you. Thank you for listening at home. And now we're trying out a new segment. Rick has this disgusting pickle that he made.
Okay,
we're
trying the pickle segment.
Rick, so we'll have some pickle music going on here.
Yeah. Pickle corner. Yeah, should we get like a plate? Maybe we get a plate because I'm worried about the juice spilling.
we got electronics here.
Get out.
Oh my goodness. Maybe you and. I don't know. You know what? I don't give a fuck, actually. Fuck this.
I don't want to be messy.
Yeah, you are messy.
Because I'm kind of the other way. I want
you
this.
Want to be messy.
No!
I'm about to carry my ass.
Okay, thank you. And we're all going to take a bite. Okay, I'm going to read the label.
I don't think I'm going
to
take a bite.
This is the pickle
Rick
corner.
To try by himself.
This is the pickle corner.
All right, I'll fucking take it.
I'll tell you how good it is, and then you're gonna.
Yeah, I want to see you try it, and then go from there.
I'll have a bite.
I know people at home.
This is the pickle.
I've got many people in my life who are pickle crazy, who love to eat.
I'm kind of pickle crazy. Yeah.
I like pickles.
Yeah.
I hate pickles.
I'm not pickle crazy.
I don't like to eat just a pickle. I like pickles on
what? What about fried pickles?
Yeah,
fried pickles
those are so fucking good.
Never had.
Oh, I love my gosh. Fried pickles. You gotta get fried pickles.
Where are you getting fried pickles?
I like at a bar. Okay. At like a, or a restaurant. Nice wow. restaurant.
What do you mean? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is, okay, so the label says the best chilito chamoy pickle, chamo mix dill pickle. Taste the explosion, Brownsville's best.
And that's Brownsville,
but you
Texas.
You can't get these at like Whole Foods, right? Like fried pickles?
Yeah. Okay,
fried
so
pickles?
Gonna... Yeah.
At Whole Foods? Wait, get the cord out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Damn, this is
yeah. Probably at Trader Joe's they'd probably have. That's more their
oh, it's already, oh, okay. It's already we got juicing the everywhere. I told
toilet
you.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or this is like those towel, like volcanoes from like when you're a kid.
I think.
Okay.
But
okay. He's fishing around in this juice for the pickle.
Yeah, you can
kind of
squeeze
everywhere.
It up from the top.
Yeah, here, I'll squeeze it. I'm
you
just
wash your
the
hands.
Juice is gonna... I took a shower right before.
What if I was
here.
Like, I gotta masturbate really quick. I'll be right back. Wow. Okay.
Ooh,
look at that.
Look
isn't
at this.
That appetizer.
Beautiful, nice.
It looks,
get
looks
nice
like devil dick.
That.
No kidding.
Yeah, it looks like
does.
Looks, what kind of man would have this dick?
And I'm gonna yeah. eat it into the mic.
Well.
Whoa.
Jesus. Not in the mic. That was awful.
Oh. Ugh.
I didn't just
hear
spurted.
Any of that. It spurted.
It spurted and it
I'm
squirted.
I'm disgusted. shame on you.
Wow.
Shame on you for bringing this into my home.
You want to try it?
I'm walking off this podcast right now. Yeah.
Do you want to try it?
I think Nico
get neck.
I'll try
Nico
it. Yeah.
Get
I'll try
it.
Okay, fearless.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to hand it over with the pickles still.
Oh my god.
Mm. It's very juicy.
You look like okay. you just did like Glossier lip liner.
Oh, my lips are looking.
Yeah, you look like Clumper. I'm so serious.
Mm. Hey.
Oh.
All right.
Are you gonna try it?
Fucking the ass. God damn it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just like a spicy pickle.
It's pretty
pickle.
Good, actually.
But
yeah.
Do you think if you don't like pickles, though, that would be like trash?
It tastes like a pickle. Probably. Yeah. So
tastes like a pickle,
it's just
but
disgusting.
Not like I'll try it, but I'm not gonna like it.
Mm. Well, not with an attitude like that. If you have an open mind, you might like it.
Oh, what's that? I think someone's calling for you outside.
Okay.
And you had like you were popular, right, in all your schools and everything.
No.
Rick was popular. He was a cool
no,
kid.
I feel you.
He's tall.
No.
And he's gay,
so
that's cool.
That was a big fat loser.
No, you weren't. You were cool.
That was a big fat loser. Okay, no. You ready?
Rick sold in high school. That's a cool guy.
Did
move.
You?
Didn't you? Or no?
Not really?
No. Oh,
also,
yeah, I guess I thought you did.
Thank you, love, for pushing this out for me. Genuinely, like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a pussy ass
I got
bite.
It. Yeah.
Just take a little...
It's spicy.
Oh, no!
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's all right.
We just spilled the juices everywhere.
But that's one of the plates there. It's fine.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex in a long time, so this feels good.
What's after a long this... time? Like 2 days?
Oh,
no,
Sammy
it's
hate.
Pickle.
Sammy hate.
You don't like it?
Sammy don't like.
Honey. Don't come to my house.
Yeah, feel free to go wash your
hands. Oh, wait, yeah. Let's take a break. We're like halfway through.
Okay.
Take a break? Okay, cool.
Break.
All right, we're going to... Well, what a success
that was. That was a good segment.
We made a mess in my home.
Okay.
Okay, and
we're
back.
That was a nice segment that we had with the pickle.
Oh, yeah,
the juices were exploding everywhere. It was so wet and moist everywhere. We had to clean up.
That vinegar scent everywhere was real. You know,
am I the only one that's properly stained?
Oh, you got
you're
a cool little stain there.
On your
yeah.
hand. Damn,
no. Girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah. Rick's a little red as well.
Ricky,
my lips are a little
red.
Yeah. Which I think it looks kind of nice. Right?
I know, it's
yeah.
cute.
It's
you,
nice.
It does. You look adorable.
Yeah.
Look
okay.
Cover girl.
You.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like natural, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm That's picturing you nice. Every day. Yeah.
And then that's a nice little, you know, spicy scent for the
for all the men
yeah,
for all the men
yeah,
that
yeah.
I kiss and,
yes.
and such. Yes,
yes.
They're gonna say, "Whoa, you taste like a spicy pickle."
Yes,
I like that.
And that's why Brokeback Mountain wasn't good, because they didn't have stuff like that in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they like tasted like beans. Yeah. Beans and cigarettes. That's why everyone's like, that movie doesn't make any sense. They had no lube, they had and they no were just lube. Eating beans, right, and they were butt-fucking. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is crazy, though. They were eating beans and butt-fucking each other.
Beans and butt-fucking. They were just, they were having a little bit, some poopy sex, I guess.
They were being beat.
This was before Heath Ledger had even heard of the Bottoms diet, you know, had a probiotic sort of friendly.
You got to take your fiber supplements, and then if you really want to, you take your Imodium to block yourself up. That you're not passing anything else through, and it's better to not eat.
Yeah, and it's like three Cheez-Its and that's it, right?
Just to get yourself through the day.
A tickle.
A
little bit of protein and
a little bit of protein, high protein.
And those little salt.
You're gonna be working for it.
Lots of protein, a lot of eggs.
What I'll do is I'll just because I'm
some broccoli.
It's a lot of broccoli. I like to eat a lot of broccoli before bottoming.
I do is I just
eat it upside down too. Mentally.
Yes. Yes.
I just suck the salt flakes off the Cheez-It all day.
And then you're ready to bottom for your roommate.
And then that's when I'm ready to bottom for my roommate, which is part of the lease agreement. I have to get fucked and thrown around essentially like a rag doll, and in public too, we're doing a whole sort of doggy role play thing,
humiliation ritual.
Right. It is it is helping me get into show business. It's a humiliation ritual.
That's what they're talking about in showbiz. Yeah. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard about this.
There's a new humiliation, not new actually, but no, people are becoming wise to the humiliation ritual that one must do to be accepted into the Hollywood elite. So a recent example of this was John Cena walking around naked.
Feeny boy.
Like a fool. Yes, that's what they call him. Yeah. And he looked like an idiot walking around naked at the Oscars. It was a humiliation ritual so that he could be accepted by the Hollywood liberals.
Yes, yes. And this is what they do. This is everybody has done it. And there's also sacrifices that you have to make.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you're wondering, you know.
Call a doctor because my jaw's on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, we need a doctor to fix that jaw.
Man, there's only nurses. I need a doctor. But nurses are incredible.
Basically, 99%
shout out nurses.
They do a lot of work. I love nurses. I wish we had some pots and pans we could bang together.
Yes.
For the nurses.
Yeah.
My mother was a nurse, and I wish I could make love to her. Oh, really? Oh.
To your mother?
Your mom was a nurse?
You wish your father would make love to you.
Well, I got to step in if I don't hear those cheeks clapping. You know what I mean? Right, Nico? I mean, this, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank
you. You're adopted, right?
I'm adopted. That's right. Okay. That's also, it's fair game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was the best part. Fair game everywhere I look. As an adult, like Woody Allen. I could suck my dad's dick. Suck my dad's dick.
That is messed up,
bro. Lick my mom's pussy on the same day. It'd be perfectly legal.
Dude. That's messed up.
Nico, right?
I mean, Woody Allen.
What kind of podcast is this?
Woody Allen did do it. And he was canceled for it.
Yeah, he's
but he's not in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in Hollywood jail.
I was about to say that.
Which is almost even worse.
Honey, he's not going to Vanity Fair this year or the next. No.
He's in Twitter jail.
Yup.
He's in Twitter jail.
He tweeted too much.
Yeah.
Probably Instagram jail as well.
Probably because he's sharing he's got his meme page.
I was about to be like, I bet they put his phone on a high shelf. I feel like he's so tiny.
He's a short guy. He's a short guy.
Yeah.
He's short.
He's like, yeah.
No. If he's anything this friend of mine I know who's short, he could probably just climb up on top of the shelf anyway.
But
you have a friend who's short?
Dude,
I have a friend who is 5'8".
Oh my God.
Yeah, this guy I met one time.
Oh my God, that is so freaking short.
And first of all,
I'd be embarrassed.
No. I said, excuse me, little boy, are you lost? Are you lost, little friend? You look so scared. And he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm just 5'8". I'm shivering right now.
Shivering because I'm so tiny.
And, and I befriended the little fucker, God bless him.
That's so nice of you.
I was about to be like, that's like a cigarette for a giraffe. That makes no sense.
It's like a cigarette for a giraffe.
Yeah, because it's so short.
That makes sense to me.
Okay,
a cigarette. He looked like a cigarette
thank
next
you.
To me.
Also, to clarify, I am 5'2". Yeah. So. Yeah.
5'2"?
Yeah. Well, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
5'2".
Yeah, well, for baby. A for a lady, that's normal.
Yeah,
I would say
that's quite tall for a woman.
Quite tall for a woman.
That's taller than average.
Yeah.
Average woman is. Average
thank
woman
you,
is what?
Nico.
Thank you. That was a very good
gassing
point.
Me up when I do. Yeah. Thank you.
Average woman is four and a half.
The average woman is four and a half.
4.5
years old.
But just four if they have heavy boobs because it's.
Right.
Sag.
Yes. Well,
so
yeah. Most women.
So they're
walking
like this
with
their
giant,
head
big
dragging
titties.
Because their boobs are so heavy.
They're heaving motherly sort of.
That's why people get boob reductions.
That's that's why.
And they grow a lot more after them.
Yeah, and then their back kind of straightens up, and then they start playing in the WNBA. That's what happened to Cheryl Swoops. That's what I heard.
Cheryl
I heard
Swift.
She used to have big ones.
Cheryl
Swoops.
Oh, Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah.
Her real name is Swoops?
I don't know who
that is. Her real name is Swoops. And
that's
she played
like
Hoops.
Cheryl Hoops.
Yeah, I know. It really does sound like she.
I don't know who that
Cheryl
is.
Hoops. Cheryl
Swoops, star of the WNBA.
She was a star of the WNBA in like the 2000s or something.
Tony Hawk, I know.
Tony Hawk, of course, is, had a video game.
Wait, that's a real person?
It is a real person. It was a real lady.
Wait, can I see what they look like?
Yeah, let me see.
Who is
like,
the,
who that is?
Get her, get her eyes
Brittany Garner.
That's her name, right?
That's WNBA.
Yeah. Brittany, I know.
Yeah.
Brittany.
She was the one who went to jail.
She went to jail.
I know, in Russia.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's
all over
Brittany
a little
scary.
Weed pen, of course. Oh. That is nice. Yeah, right. That picture of her is kind of iconic.
What's she's pretty hot.
She, I think she played for Los Angeles. Or I don't mean to bog it down in sports chat.
Los Angeles what? What's the name of the team?
What is it? Nico?
Los Angeles where?
If you're such a WNBA fan, you should know the name of the team.
Oh, gosh.
Where is Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Listen.
If you love Los Angeles so much, where is it?
Los Angeles?
Rick, right. We don't know where it is.
I got no idea where that shit is.
She can't
be here all night.
No.
She played for the Houston Comets.
Comets.
Of course, that's what I was going to say.
Thank you, Nico, because we were somewhere else, weren't we, Ryan?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Kidding.
We were in La La Land.
I was
going to
say,
Humus
Club.
Yeah.
Freaking in La La Land.
Freaking watching Emma Stone on the best book. Tapping away. Bitch, I want to see sports.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
What's the New York WNBA team called?
The Liberty.
Liberty, New York Liberty.
Liberty Bibberty from commercials. YouTube. Clip that. YouTube. I love you. This is my shout out to the YouTube channel. I love you, YouTube.
We love YouTube.
We love
our YouTube subscribers.
Liberty Bibberty. We're in the commercial where the guy goes Liberty Bibberty.
Liberty Bibberty.
You guys see that?
No.
You guys haven't seen Jeez Louise. You haven't seen the Liberty Bibberty Emu?
Where would I see that?
Yeah, have you seen the Emu? Have you seen Limu Emu and
on
Dumb?
Commercials.
On YouTube?
I've seen the elephant.
The elephant.
Isn't the mascot an elephant?
Producer Nico.
The New York Liberty?
That Liberty has an elephant. Yeah, her name's Ellie the elephant.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
No, you're
I was
not
right.
Dumb.
Thank you,
no,
Nico.
You right.
Thank God you're here.
Of course.
I've been freaking crying leaving this fucking event.
I just heard you say elephant. I didn't know.
You're right. That's exactly what I
fucking
said.
Yeah, Rick didn't even. He just heard elephant.
I did a bad job. That's on me.
He just heard elephant and was patiently waiting for the next.
I thought we've known each other. It's a shorthand, but. You know, and a lot of people have that issue with me, so thank you.
Now we know this, and I think our listeners probably had no idea about that kind of
thing. I'm sorry.
You don't have nothing to be sorry about. You just taught them something valuable piece of information.
Yeah, for sure.
Listeners at home, vote on your favorite in the comments. Who do you like more, Limu Emu or Doug? A lot of people like the Limu Emu more.
I don't know what
because
you're talking
about.
You guys don't know about the Limu Emu.
They don't know shit about
Doug, do you know about the Limu Emu and Doug?
What the
is
hell
this
planet
saying?
Am I on?
Flying
no, it's
a
commercial
my head.
Campaign.
Commercial?
Yeah, for
like
Liberty
TV?
Mutual. Yeah,
for Liberty
could
Mutual.
I just see what the Limu?
The Limu
Emu.
So Liberty Mutual can be abbreviated to Limu. And so they have a Limu Emu, which is that funny animal, the emu, with a funny name.
I love emu.
This shit sounds like Willy Wonka to me. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
This shit kind of sounded like Willy Wonka. Everlasting Gobstopper.
I'm choking, you're going Willy Wonka.
Oh, I know that guy.
Okay, I know what the fuck
You've
that is.
The
I've
Limu,
seen that.
Emu and Doug.
I have seen that. Do you think that's a real...
Yeah,
I know it's
I
a real
so.
Animal, but do you think they're doing
yeah.
the real thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like that Doug and Emu having sex?
What do you mean?
Real thing?
Oh.
I thought that's what you meant by the real thing. Yeah.
The real thing. The full right. Monty.
Yeah.
The whole shebang.
Limu penis in Doug's.
Okay, we don't need to be gross.
This isn't a gross
episode. This isn't a gross
Doug's
podcast.
Penis.
This is a nice podcast.
Yeah.
No, Nico's in on it.
Tomorrow's
Nico's grossing
Easter.
Me out. Tomorrow's Easter. Well,
tomorrow's
yes.
Easter.
Tomorrow's Easter, and tomorrow's I'm Easter. Sorry for this coming out in June of 2025.
June of 2025. Damn. But if you could imagine, it's about to be Easter 2024,
yes.
Which should be quite iconic.
It will be iconic, definitely.
It'll be a kiki, for sure.
It'll be a kiki, yes. I mean, I've been obsessed with trying to have a kiki lately.
We're kind of having a kiki right now.
Is this a kiki?
A kiki is a
is
party. A
yes.
What comes next? When all you girls get
some
together.
Some of our younger listeners don't even, you know,
let's
August.
Have a kiki. I want to have a kiki. Lock the doors tight.
Tight. Let's That's have a kiki. Okay, goes. Wait. The beginning? What's up? It's pickles.
Uh-huh.
Leave
oh
a message.
Oh, my God. That
vinegar scent. A bunch of bullshit. And then, let's have a kiki.
What do they, when they say, a kiki is a party, that's something, something, something.
For calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave.
Okay.
So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui. Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors tight. Let's have a kiki.
So, yeah.
I'm
going
to let you have it. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki. Dive, turn, work. Let's have a kiki. We're going to serve and work and turn and ha ha honey.
Yes.
I don't know what this is from.
This kiki is marvelous.
This kiki is marvelous. It's the Scissor Sisters.
Oh, I didn't know those. That was Dim Sisters.
There was the Scissor Sisters.
No. Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters. Jake
I just
Shears.
Thought of Edward Scissor.
It was Edward Scissorhands.
Sisters, lesbian sisters.
Yeah.
Scissors. Okay.
No,
it
that,
was me.
No. Do you like Scissor Sisters?
I've never heard of them.
They're gay.
Oh, okay.
They're gay
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Do they incorporate scissors? I'm not joking.
That's just their name. I don't think it's a big part of their.
I was picturing at least
name.
Scissors on
name.
Drums. You know something.
Yeah.
Scissors on drums.
Yeah, like a.
On the
print?
On the yeah on the
yeah.
Actually, Zach had the opportunity to be in a Scissor Sisters music video one time because they're New Orleans based.
Wow! Yeah.
And one time they had a music video and they just asked for a bunch of extras.
Is that who I met last night?
No.
Okay.
That was our friend who we won't say his name because he's private.
Okay. He's a very private
he's
man,
very
but he
private.
Will be on the this mysterious man will be on the podcast soon.
Oh.
We're gonna present this guy's.
Oh,
but
amazing.
He's full of secrets. Yeah. We have a
thank
friend
God
who,
you're
yeah.
the best. You, damn,
yeah.
better than
it,
CIA.
We keep it professional on this podcast.
Our friend is
you're
full
gonna blur
of
my
secrets.
Face and voice for this, right?
Yeah,
if you want,
fire,
yeah, we can.
Fire.
Yeah, you do not want the fact that you were a guest on this podcast
to be
public information.
No.
By the way,
we're God.
Like
no.
the kind of podcast that basically
no,
all
I'm
of our,
like so close to. Like getting on American Idol, so I just need this to be.
You don't want this to be associated.
We have
with
a very toxic sort of, incel fan base.
Yeah.
And we're toxic, ourselves.
Right, we're toxic incels. We can't get laid to save our lives.
Yeah.
Except for when I have to get pounded by my roommate every other night.
That's just part of your deal.
That's a contractual thing that I should
contractual
read
obligation.
That.
Okay.
I should have read that contract.
Okay, this is
they would call me
this
a
is
gay,
a lot of
a gay
law.
Cell. That's what you call
well,
a gay incel.
Yeah. Oh,
a
gay
cell.
A gay cell.
Yeah. Gay cell. Dear listener, August is a fem cell.
Is she?
No, I don't know.
Don't be spreading lies about our number one listener.
No. You're our number one listener, and we got to treat you like gold around here. August, send me a message after this, and I'll Venmo you $500. That's on me.
Wow.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
That is so nice.
To make up for all that mix-up and everything.
Oh, my God.
Talk
about putting money where your mouth is.
Talk about putting money where your mouth is.
Okay,
that's
well,
you know what? I'm
going to
double it.
Okay, let's double it.
I'll send 1,000.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
now that I'm
does anybody want to match? Amazing. Anybody want to match?
Anyone
listening?
Match
anybody want to match that?
Oh,
I don't
want to
match. But any listeners want
to
match?
Jock, you got 500 on there. Okay,
1,500
is coming your way.
Oh my God.
And you know what? I've extended that offer to anyone listening.
Wow.
If you message me, you're getting $1,500.
Yay.
That's right.
Yes, girl.
That's right.
Get
we're
that
giving
money.
Back.
Last order order to get back. In order to get expensive car wash. Your $1,500, in order to get your $1,500, you have to get 15 of your friends to sign up for our Patreon and show us the receipt.
You know what? Even if you message me saying, I cancel, anyone who cancels their Patreon, I give them $1,500. How about that?
No.
I'm the devil. I'm a bad guy. I'm just being oppositional. I don't know.
Oh, you
I'm
need
so
a,
sorry.
We were talking about how we need that on a pod to have an interesting conversation.
The people on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
The poor, they're rich. You guys are crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is like stock market. It's oh, wait. Yeah. All over.
Stock market 2.0. Stock market on crack.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
just like Burn After Reading. What's that movie about the stock market?
The Big Short.
Well,
The Big Short.
The Big Short. Burn After.
The Big Short. Burn
reading.
After. There's that good
Another
scene
good
though
movie.
With Brad, where he's chewing the gum.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
When
of
he
the
gets
movie.
Shot.
Yeah. No, that's my favorite part is when he gets shot.
Yeah, when he gets that little
smile.
Oh,
it was hilarious. It's like, that did not just happen. I'm shocked.
What?
I'm
Brad
gagged.
Pitt
I'm
just got domed.
Do you guys he like got gambling? Domed. You like gambling?
I have never won. I've tried sports betting a few times.
Yeah.
I've only bet like $3 on something.
Yeah,
but I've never won a single bet in my life.
I just got chills. So. If I'm with Daredevils, this
Wait,
is jackass.
So I think you love gambling. If you got chills hearing about it.
I love
that
it so much,
it.
And I've never done it.
Wow.
But do you know the movie 21?
I think
21?
You should get into it.
Yeah, the movie 21.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to have my church Eisenberg? Group read Latin. No, I'm kidding.
Your church group would do
yeah,
21?
My Jewish church group would do 21.
You would go to Vegas 21. And do card counting with your Jewish church group?
Yeah. That was our Atlantic City.
Yeah.
So,
I did go to Atlantic City one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I've never been gambling, though.
It's quite sad there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Were the outfits crazy?
It's like, it's, and it's all like old people. It's like a retirement home there.
Right.
It's all old
That's
people
so
that
fair.
Are just like, duh, like addicted to gambling. It's, and it's a ghost town. Like, it's really kind of like dead.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's going on is, Jack's nodding along. You know what I'm talking about.
Jack don't
this
like
is
AC.
Resonating.
Jack on the mic. Get in here,
yeah.
Our videographer.
Atlantic City, real quick. I don't know why. For some reason, my mom loves going there. So we go there sometimes. And it's so sad. Like, there's a mall where, like, the only things open in it is an It's Sugar and, like, a 99 cent store. And every store is closed. And it's, like, three floors. It's just deserted. Like, no hotel has been kept up since, like, probably, like, 2009. It's dirty as all hell.
Isn't the
Everyone
Trump
there
hotel
is like,
shut down? Like it's still there. But
I know
is
where
it
I'm
it,
going.
Or is it
I think that they rebranded it to like
okay.
some other hotel, but
yeah.
they're all like dirty and sad, and everything is like smells like cigarettes, and there's like cigarettes stain on the wall. And
okay, gotcha.
It's a lot of just like old, really fucked up, sad, sad souls at the mm-hmm. end of
it's
their
cool.
life.
It's cool to see like just I went for my 29th birthday.
Okay.
And I had a great time. I also didn't know. It's one of those places where it's like, and nobody says this, but maybe it's just implicitly understood. You don't really want to walk off the boardwalk. There's like a strip. There's like a strip where like all the hotels and casinos are. You don't want to like just like walk around town. But
yeah.
we were like, they also make it so that you're trapped at the hotel. You have to buy drinks at the hotel. And we're like,
okay.
fuck that. We want to just like buy a case of beer. So we went to go walk, and it was quite scary. It was a little,
oh.
it was a little spooky. So you don't
okay.
really want to walk off the strip. And then later, they shut down the bar at like 1 a.m. or something. And it was my birthday. I was like, we're partying. We got to drink more. So we met this guy who was walking around the boardwalk. And he was
cool.
like, and he was like,
nice.
He told us he fell off a roof a couple
Whoa.
Years ago, hit his head.
Damn.
And got a pretty bad head injury, but got a ton of money where he's like basically, not rich, but like pretty set for a while. And he took us to a bar in town, and we hung out with this guy who hit his head. And
did he seem a little off?
He seemed a little off.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, he was nice.
That's a perfect way to meet someone. I can't imagine that he was.
Hearing
yeah.
that, I'm picturing like a Grey's Anatomy or like a House episode, you know, where you're like,
yeah.
what is happening?
It was
kind of
like that. He was a nice guy.
But,
I forget
no,
his name.
For sure.
He's probably still around there if you want to just kind of walk around and meet people in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
You'll probably meet him.
Okay. Yeah.
If you just... if anybody wants.
For anyone watching, I checked my phone, but just because I thought it might be pizza related. I'm not. Oh. I wasn't tuning out. I'm thoroughly invested in this.
Good thing this is an
auditory
podcast.
We are fighting for you,
podcast.
Brian.
Yeah.
We're doing the best.
But we're on YouTube though, and I worship YouTube. And we're gonna go number one with these ads. I hope you got to see Limu Limu and Doug before this.
We have 15 minutes left. Should we do?
Oh, we were going to do a What's in My Bag
segment.
We have a new segment. Producer Nico is right on cue with the segments and the timing of it all.
I did bring my little satchel around here somewhere.
Well, you probably have the least amount of stuff, so you could go first.
Do I go first? Do you have your bags?
I have my bag that I carry on my shit.
Okay, you can
fetch
them and I'll do my
Brian, cover mine first.
Okay, so what's in my bag? And we got a What's in My Bag theme song that's playing right now.
What's in my bag?
What's in my bag?
Bitch, what's in there?
Bitch, what's in there, bitch?
Every bitch wanna know what the fuck. Every bitch wanna know what the fuck in my bag.
Unbutton zipper.
Every bitch wanna know what the fuck, how I get my bag, how it gets so fat, how I get these racks.
Oh, okay, everyone gets 3 minutes to go through.
I'm counting all these stacks, counting all these racks, counting all these racks. I got so many racks. Went to the bank.
Show your bag first. Hold it up.
So this is my bag. This is my crossbody bag that I wear occasionally if it matches my outfit.
Where'd you get it?
And Nico got it for me for Christmas, of course.
Woo,
it was very nice.
Good gift.
And I love it. It is very nice. And it was filled with lighters that have... Oh, wait, that's not it. But it was filled with lighters that have our cat's likeness on it. And it was very cute. It was a cute little gift. So, what's in my bag, everyone wants to know. What the fuck in my bag? How you get all them racks?
Bitch, what's in your bag,
okay, so, what do we have here? We have two lighters. Okay?
Wow.
Two lighters. They're both kind of... Neither of these are mine.
On the camera.
I ganked...
Yeah, those are both...
Okay, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay, Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, drama queen.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Okay, what else do we have? We have a half of a pre-roll in here that's kind of burnt up in this tube.
That's pretty cool.
And it kind of became all, you know how pre-rolls kind of get useless at the once they get about this far in.
If they're packed too tight.
Yeah, they get all gummed up. Yeah. And no matter what, you just can't hit them. So I've just been kind of... Delaying that, a stick, I think a piece of a match.
Wow.
And you're into right poetry, right?
and this was a little visitor pass for a job interview that I did that I did not.
What kind of job?
It was to be like a barista at an office building.
Interesting. Okay.
And it was kind of... I don't know.
Sounds like
whack.
Weird vibes.
It was weird. It was weird. I did not like the vibes.
I'd be regulars, right? Like, you see the same fucking people every
It would
day.
Be, just all the people in the
probably
office.
Probably a bunch of a-holes.
It was in, like, Times Square.
Fucking yuppies.
Stiletto-ass.
Oh. I want it all. You should put it all out on the table, I think.
Little pencil skirt fucking
pencil skirt bitch.
I think we should make a big mess of everything.
Bum-ass countries. No.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait,
can
you
somebody
guys,
give me my bag?
You didn't get that the whole time. You were supposed to be getting your bag while
I'm
I was saying that.
I'm stuck here.
Oh, my
I'm
Lord.
Stuck behind
okay,
my
Sam, days. You go. Sam, you go.
Yeah.
Sam.
Thank you.
Oh, Sam did get her bag. Well, Sam,
okay, mine.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about your bag.
Okay, this is my bag. I don't remember where I got this from.
It's nice. It looks like kind of a beachy vibe.
Yeah, it's nice. Sometimes, though, I have pens. And there's holes, so I have stabbed myself sometimes.
Okay.
Gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Am I really going through everything in here?
Whatever you want.
You can pick out
I recently was
four
put
items.
On the table if you want, you know.
I was recently with my mother, and I told her, I think I liked last night when I was pooping, and I parted this way, and she said, well, it's not gonna hold. My father has lost a lot of hair. He had a lot of gel. He bought too much gel. So she said she tried to give me two bottles as well on top of this. And I said, I'm going somewhere after this. I'm not carrying a lot of gel.
Yeah. So it's a half bottle of gel.
And also, when I went out last night, I put on an extra sweater, and she lost her mind. And then basically, I was like, "Look away." And she
why'd she lose her mind about the sweater?
Because she was like, "You're gonna overheat because you're going to a bar." And then I was like, "Look away if you don't like it."
Don't look at me.
But then she was right, and I didn't end up not wearing it.
Sometimes mother knows best.
Pencils, and yeah, and like a tampon, but. I have an IUD. Like, I
don't
really bleed like that. But I also haven't had sex in so long. It's, like, decorative. It's so stupid at this point. It's just, like, notebooks and, like, cream and, like, a weed pen I haven't opened. Oh, and then, like, nails. I'm very into this. I did, like, nails in Halloween. And then now I'm, like, I really like the texture of it. It's, like, something that you can do, like, that people don't really notice, kind of.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's, like, a good like, fidgety thing for me.
Yeah,
you're right.
Edie's been getting into, like, press-on nails. She does that. It's really funny.
The art is insane, though. Yeah. Like, I saw one that was, like, every finger was, like, a different cigarette box. It was, like, and I've seen, like, Sailor Moon. I don't know. Like, really cool, like, the charms and shit. I like it a lot. I don't know.
It's, like, a fun hobby, too. You're, like, okay, I can spend an hour just, like, doing this. And getting focused on my nails.
Yeah, because are you able to like paint your nails like nice?
I don't know.
I'm so far. I paint this. I'm not even kidding you. And I peel it off in the shower. I'm not kidding you. I can't do nails.
Are those
for
like press on?
Those are real nails?
No, these are like glued on. These are fake. These are fake.
Well, they look nice.
Yeah, they look nice. It looks like you did it really well. You know what you're doing. Yeah.
Wait, what do you use to like adhere them? Do they stay on?
They do stay on. I get like this like little nail glue thing that I like carry with me.
Wow.
But you do, yeah. It's like very easy and like effortless.
It's play.
Like,
does it?
Because a lot of people be like, oh, you look so ugly, but your nails.
Yeah.
Oh, you look so ugly today, but I love your nails.
It's like, fuck,
but at least
your
nails are nice.
I recognize you, but
your
nails.
You came out of a sewer and did your nails somehow.
Because I feel like it's like for like glasses or like your earrings. Like, you know what I mean? It's like something. Like when you leave the house, it's like something.
A little
more.
Piece of flair.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a little piece of like.
Yes.
A little like, consider me.
That little bit of swag.
I like to wear a hat.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, right.
That's my little accessory that I like to wear. Oh. I like to wear a hat.
I love that. How many hats do you have?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Wow.
Oh, so many hats.
Wow.
More than five?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you know that book about that man that sells caps? Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
I don't know that book. Does he? Nico,
you
want to
show him?
He stacks them all on top of each other.
I think we talked about him in the last podcast.
We did not talk about this guy in the last
never.
This book is adorable. He goes around town selling hats, and then the monkeys fuck with him, and he's like, monkeys.
It's called Caps for Sale.
Yeah.
Caps for Sale.
Hella hats.
You missed out on childhood if you didn't read this book.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I'm picturing.
Caps for Sale. Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. That's
okay, Rick. Okay. Are you ready for your bag?
What's in Rick's bag?
I have XLR cable. We use that. That's a little industry term. I have some clamps. Wire.
Oh, I did just want to say.
The
last thing is, I did eat yogurt with this a few days ago.
Show the camera.
Nice.
Spoon.
Oh, it's a cool spoon.
It says
it's
Florida. Really cool.
But Florida.
I whipped this out though. I'm in like I'm taking like an acting class and like basically I whipped this out and I feel like I was judged. So and I just want to say in this room it was that's cool. So also I will say I'm such a spoon person.
I love
eat
spoons
everything
over
with
forks.
Spoons if I could. I almost don't believe in forks.
Wow.
I like spoons and chopsticks. I feel like those are like the best for eating. A fork, it's too much. I'm like
it's like Republican. I don't know. I don't like forks. I find it very,
kind of
like, rigid. It's, yeah.
I know what you mean.
And you can hurt yourself.
You can hurt yourself.
You can really bite too hard.
Really hurt yourself.
Real.
I kind of like forks. But now it's time for Rick's bag.
It's time for Rick's bag.
What? Well, I don't know. I was thinking, this got me thinking about forks.
Yeah, forks. No. But we can take a little diversion down fork
lane. Now. And I don't know. They're kind of interesting because it's kind of like a spoon, but it's like but it's more of a ridge.
Right. It does have and it's
pitchfork.
Separated.
Yeah, like a pitch. It's like a mini pitchfork.
Well, if I can make a point, it has tines.
Yeah.
Which the spoon does not have.
And it's kind of, and then when you think about knives are also pretty interesting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. They're not interesting.
I think knives.
Fair enough. I like that.
You don't
like
knives
debate.
Are interesting.
I like this debate.
I think knives are like doms, and then butter knives are submissives.
Yes, butter knives are total subs.
Oh, by the way, to our sub, we hate the sub. Or we
what kind of subs?
To all the subs out there, we just gotta give a shout out to our sub listeners who are all chained up.
Yes, our subs. You're little bitches.
You're little piggies.
You'll
stay
never
locked
amount
up
to anything. You're little piggies. You're nasty and you smell. Like,
I have a set of 55 keys of all of our sub listeners who are locked up currently.
And your genitals are small. They're tiny. Yes.
And
so
they, right,
tiny.
They're unimpressive.
I haven't said a word during the segment.
Okay, go Rick. Okay.
What's in Rick's bag?
I have clamps. More clamps.
Okay. Is this
for our subs?
Yeah, I was like nipple.
It's
or
for the subs to put on their nipples. I got another clamp.
Damn, these are like proper.
Yeah, I got two more clamps.
Oh my god!
Can you clamp?
Yeah,
I'll be back.
This is mad clamps.
This.
Oh, from that Jock is cute as fuck.
Jock got you that. That's so from, nice.
It's a little bunny.
From Ecuador, right?
That was from Ecuador. Yes. Oh,
little it's bunny a little keychain. Bunny.
Wait, Rick, that is adorable. Oh my god, that is precious.
Oh.
He's really
you guys
cute.
Do that often? You guys make out?
Yes, we do.
That's nice.
It's very nice. Wow, damn, that was wow.
I have a paper with some math on it. I have another paper.
Okay, Dead Poets Society, come through.
With some more numbers on it and things like
what
that.
What do these numbers represent, huh?
This color paper is such a vibe. Like yellow paper, it's like old school or something.
It's like a lawyer.
Yes. Yes.
That's a little note I wrote for
that's
myself.
That's a note.
Private.
It seems like a personal, maybe creative.
Ooh, white paper.
I got white paper now with some more numbers on it.
Some more numbers. Oh,
are you, do you
we're
like
getting
math?
Towards the end of this pack.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I got.
You do like math?
I love math. I have some coins and quarters.
Wow.
That's at least a dollar right there.
Wow.
A dollar in money. I got a key. I don't know what this key is.
Yummy.
For.
Oh, that's a romantic key, though.
Yeah.
That could be for one of our listeners.
I was thinking the exact same
thing.
And then I have even more pockets in this bag.
Okay.
Right? I have more coins, a battery. I have a AAA battery. And then I have even another pocket on this bag.
This is like a laptop case pocket. Like, it's cool.
You could put your laptop in here.
Oh, would you?
It would have to be kind of a small laptop.
That would have to be a very small. That would have
the shape,
to be,
it would
one
be like a
smaller
laptop,
than
like
any
a,
laptop
like a Subway
I've
sandwich.
Seen.
Kind of like a Subway sandwich.
It would also have to be oblong. Yeah.
Now, there's a concept. A Subway sandwich-shaped laptop.
I kind of like it.
Nice and wide. Yeah,
nice
wide screen.
Wide.
Imagine all the keys you could fit on that bad boy. All sorts of new keys.
Wait, you guys, we're in perfect time for me to have 3 minutes to show off my bag.
Yes! Nico's bag.
What's in Nico's bag?
Mine's from Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
And when did you get it?
I got it in like 2018. So it's pretty old.
Woohoo!
So in this bag, I have some weed in this pocket.
Wow.
And then I have the lighter.
They smoke. Nice.
I have the lighter that has the.
Oh,
the
that
dice
has
on
our cat's
it.
Light.
Everybody's
like
a freaking stoner around
cat's
here.
Lightness. Yes. Yeah. And then I have a bunch of like gift cards.
The
DARE
program
is
really failing.
I don't know what the fuck this is. I think this is like a little wallet. Like someone gave this to me at like a bar and was like, you can have this.
It's like a money clip, kind
of. Yeah, it's like a money clip. I have a bunch of gift cards.
That's nice. You held on to it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aquaphor. Always Aquaphor.
Come
I should probably
through.
Put some on right now.
Come through, mama.
Okay. I love Aquaphor. I ride or die.
I have napkins. They look used, but they're actually unused, just in case.
Origami unused.
I have some checks.
How much?
Show your personal
money.
Information towards the camera.
Yeah.
Tell us your social
no,
security
this is
number.
This I don't know what this is. Under the radar, I went to an event.
Oh,
right,
wow.
And I was at
class.
That play as well. We
under the radar, that sounds
kind of
cool.
I have a butterscotch.
Kind of under the radar.
Uh-huh.
Butterscotch. Mm.
Butterscotch lollipop from
a little
C's
sucky.
Candy.
Whoa,
that's always good. Wraps for a joint.
Okay.
I have a pen.
A pen.
I have matchsticks.
Mightier than the sword.
I have poppers, eucalyptus sensors.
Oh, I love the eucalyptus poppers! We should do a popper segment on the next episode.
Oh my god, yeah,
oh
maybe.
My Lord. Oh my, this podcast is gonna kill me.
I have a Midol. I have another check. I have some business cards.
Wait, what is that? What are those pills?
Myadol.
Oh, Myadol.
What?
Is that your period cramps?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's for your period, but it's like, it has caffeine in it too. So
if caffeine plus period cramps.
I didn't know that.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I like taking them. It's nice. And then you can take like a little like ibuprofen or something in addition. I have another lighter. I have a pipe.
Wow.
Okay, wait. And then one final pocket.
What's in pocket two?
Dun, dun, dun.
$1. Earplugs. A pin for Fan Fan Donuts. I love that place.
Wow.
I have my keys. And then I also have lots of coins. I have probably like $5 of quarters.
Let's get
That's heavy. Let's
and I'll tell you why.
That's you're carrying that around.
Yeah, I know. My bag is really
weightlifter.
Heavy. Yeah, my bag is very heavy. But it's because whenever I go to the dispensary, they're like, we give you your change. Like, we charge you and then we give you the change because we have to round it up. So I have lots of quarters from that.
Wow. Gotcha.
And that's what's in everyone's bag.
That's what's cool. in everyone's bag, everybody. How about that?
That was a nice segment.
I mean, that was an incredible segment.
Let us know in the comments if you like that segment, if you want to hear more from that segment.
And let us know what's in your bag.
Tell us what's in your bag. You guys probably have some weird stuff in there.
Right. Well, some of you disgust me, honestly, with your antics. I follow you each online. I've got all of your information. And
we do. We know all your info.
You all make me sick. Yep. Y'all make me sick. But enough of that. So this has been the podcast last Friday night. And
they've
of course,
been sick.
Listen, we got a Patreon to subscribe to. And do it immediately.
Do it immediately. expeditiously. And tell all of your friends. And I told you what I said was true. If you get 15 of your friends to sign up for a Patreon and show us the receipt, we will give you
$1,500. All right. Yeah.
And like you can find the Patreon at www.patreon.com/lastfridaynight.
And anyone who needs a few hundred dollars, just message me on anywhere you can find me. Just look me up.
Just Venmo request, Brian.
Just Venmo request me.
You're probably just at Brian Fittiman.
Exactly.
On Venmo, right?
Brian Dash Fittiman. Yeah. Just request me.
Name.
Yeah, right. I can always get that username.
Yeah.
You know, no matter
what. Yeah. And thank you to our lovely guests.
And thank you to the Sam Group, our lovely guests.
Thank you.
Yes.
This was my chair curtsy. That was trash. But
wow.
This was so
that was
fun.
Trash.
I
curtsy,
this
bro.
A lot.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
was sick. You know?
Swag.
Yeah, I thought it was sick.
I was like, you guys are so smart.
you think so?
Yeah, and sometimes I was like, you guys are so dumb.
I mean, that's fair.
No, kidding,
you got your peaks and your valleys.
Yeah.
On any given day.
I'm going to be in inhaler after this. Processing. This was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we have
yeah.
some poppers here if you want to inhale
yeah.
those.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that on the next episode.
We're
going
to do it on
the Patreon
episode. Yes. Tune into the Patreon episode. We're going to be doing poppers
live
on the air.
I hate doing poppers.
Brian doesn't have to do poppers.
I'll do it. I'm going to do them. I'm
yes, he does.
I'm not gonna not do them. I'm cool. I'm a Mr. I'm a party guy.
Yeah.
Brian's
by the way,
take
I'm 5 foot five. Okay, I'm 5 foot five.
I mean,
I'm short
hello,
as fuck. So me. Just in case. And that feels so good
like
to say
that.
I'm 5'5". And some people like that. Some people don't mind it.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
SpongeBob.
And Johnny Bravo.
And also thank you to producer Jock. I mean, not producer Jock.
Producer Jock and video person Neek. But no, thank you to Jock on the video, producer Nico, of course, making this.
Thank
crystal
you.
And,
thank you,
and we love you. And of course,
Squidward.
We all remember Ed's friend Double D.
Do you guys?